you try to walk through deep snow and you can't do it, but you got on the snowmobile and you can just, you know, you go over 3 foot of snow, 4 foot deep, you know, and it was a lot of fun. You get back in a wilderness where you couldn't go before. I like to get out and go into the woods and stuff.
It's easy to understand why snowmobilers are drawn to their sport. It combines a love of the outdoors with a driving urge to command a speeding machine. But complaints from environmentalists are putting a damper on the fun, posing a serious problem for Beelers. Dick Squires, president of the Indiana Snowmobilers Association, says many of the drawbacks of snowmobiles have already been corrected. If environmentalists would go directly to the experts with their questions, they'd get a quick answer.
We don't find snowmobiles to be noisy. If we go back 10 years ago, that they were quite noisy, although we didn't realize it at that time. Just a month ago, I heard a snowmobile that's a 10-year-old sled, and gee, I really didn't realize how noisy they were in those days, still hearing them now compared to our present snowmobiles. And they are very compatible with wildlife. The wildlife in the woods, the deer, wild deer, and all will just stand and watch you. They are not the least bit concerned about the movement or the sound of a snowmobile. Only if you stop your snowmobile, get off from it, and move toward them on foot, where are they frightened? They're frightened of a man on foot. They are not frightened of a snowmobile. So far as environment, that an adequate snow cover, say 4 inches or more of snow, that when spring comes and the snow melts, the only trace you'll find of the snowmobile is the water from the melting snow. There are no other traces.
Squires finds the environmental issue is a symptom of a greater problem, a problem that began with other winter sport enthusiasts.
They do not understand us. There's a communications gap in some instances, and it's very easily to dislike another group that you don't understand or communicate with. The cross-country skiers, snowshoers, sailboat operators, those are the ice boats with the sails on them. The people we're in contact with, when they get to know us and we get to know them, we usually can come up with a good working relationship so that we will honor each other's sports and not try to trespass in each other's ways.
You say people misunderstand you. Is it an image problem?
Yes. It's an image problem because of the fact we're wearing a mask in extremely cold weather and helmets. The helmet image goes back to the motorcycle gangs or alleged motorcycle gangs of years ago, the Hell's Angel image. And we know at this time that most motorcyclists are real nice family people. But the helmet image is a stigma that has related to it. And the same thing with snowmobiling. You cannot truly see who is under the face mask and helmets.
Of course, snowmobilers can't expect to meet one-to-one with all of their critics. Squire says they found another way to protect their interests.
We've had to become a political lobbying force because there are people that are opposed to the sport of snowmobiling on general principles. Are a powerful lobbying force, and they've actually forced us into it. What we need in Indiana are access to some of our public lands. The public lands belong to the snowmobilers as well as cross-country skiers, picnickers, hikers, and campers. But at the present time, all our state parks, all state lands, are prohibited for snowmobile usage.
Indiana snowmobilers aren't the only ones lobbying for land usage. A recent government survey showed snowmobiling is the fastest-growing winter sport in the country. And Paul Hertzberg, publisher of the recreation magazine Snowmobile News, sees a crisis developing for newcomers to the sport.
The industry grew by about 18% last year, and this year they're talking that they're growing about 26% in terms of total sales. Yet sales in Illinois were up by 58%, Indiana sales were up by 264%, Ohio sales were up by 263%. It's very similar to, you know, to the tennis boom. It got to the point that everybody was buying tennis rackets and getting involved in tennis, but you needed a place to play. And once the outdoor courts became so tied up that you could never get a time, indoor courts kept getting built and more tennis clubs were started. And in reality, you need a place to use your machine.
And snowmobilers from California to New York are proving that they won't give up the fight for that place to use their machines. In Chicago, I'm Marge Halperin for National Public Radio.